Thomas and Skumba in the morning.
Podcast. Talking about being okay. Be anonymous if you've got something that you'd like to share with us. Something that you're struggling with, man. Whatever it is in life, you know. Your story could inspire the next person and the Kaya family could help you out. Give us a call right now. You know the number, right? 086-000-0959. Let's say good morning to Anonymous. How are you today?
Yeah, good morning.
We're good.
Currently, last year, 2020 was not good. So, this thing I just okay, fine, then want my family and start afresh to be in people. But surprisingly, the family, we should see, I'm going to the world because they still trying to destroy.
Yo, Anonymous, wait. We really want to hear you, but the line keeps cracking up, my queen. Let's try and call her back quickly, please, ne? And see if you're getting a better line. Were you hearing anything there, Wen?
No.
Family issues, though.
Obviously. I know there's family issues. And, you know, when it comes to family issues, sometimes we're still in the position where to stop talking to your family and live your own life. And sometimes feeling like letting them go will be snacks when. So you need to keep them and they need to be around you and all the time. But sometimes the family are katazat.
But also it's difficult to address some issues with family because kutha wena ngumdana yabonwa awumamelwa, if you understand what I mean. Like you can't come with your issues, ngumdana man. Who's gonna listen to you? Especially when you're trying to address things with your family, elder generation as well.
And sometimes when is the right time to even address other issues in the family because they always see you as umntwana omncane.
Okay, Anonymous. Please start again, my queen.
Okay. Life for me, now my Thomas is very tough. 2020, I moved out ekhaya. As long as moving actually. So it's 2022 now. I'm trying ukufisa izinto labantu basekhaya. Uthuhleli nomzali wakho. You're trying to fix things. Yabona ukuthi kunomehluko. Then there's a mistake. They say, Aktuge, which is a thing to confide in with we as a parent. Aktuge ngazo. 2020, same thing happened. Nagmele asalise phansi as abantwana bakhe silwa. Ukhetha ukuhlala nemntanakhe. Okay, I'm over that. So I want to know, uthi, is it normal for a person to just accept uthi? I do have a family because they are teen, but ukuthi babe ingxenye yami, they won't, whether I like it or not. They will always use this into ezimbi to try and destroy you more.
Sure, my queen. Family issues on a deep level.
Reason for moving out ekhaya, bokuyini?
Ngalwa nomntwana sekhaya. Then umama nobaba bashalisa phansi. Then umama decided to take isayiti laka mntana sekhaya, wathi ngihambe kubo. That was the reason I moved out ekhaya. I was not working nje bengiyini, but kukho konke lokho ne, I thank God ukuthi wasala nabantwana bam, waqosha mina kubo. But still now, I feel like usazama ukumdestroya, ngithanda ma ngekho right.
Why do you feel like the family is attacking you specifically, my queen?
Pardon?
Why do you feel like your family is attacking you specifically?
Because like, Thomas, I was with uhleli phansi nomzali wakho ne, ukhulume naye inkinga zakho. Bese yena makakuthethisa, akuthethise nenkinga zakho. Uthi mawumbonisa ukuthi, no, into esiwangithakanga, you can't do it personally.
It must be difficult.
If I'm going through a problem,
yeah.
And since moving out to Kai 2 years ago, have they ever came to visit Lao Shalakon?
No, I was the one in Yagugu you visit.
Oh, Abagaze Beza.
Yeah, Abazuki Shalak.
Okay.
You know they're saying blood is thicker than water, ne?
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to say go find your other friends to get advice from them and not go to family. But family is your beginning and your end, Joe.
But what if they train the hell out of you?
How do we solve this kind of family? Have you heard of a situation like this? You've been in a situation like this? Help us out, man, and help Anonymous. Call us on 086-000-00959. And we said in the beginning, family issues are the hardest things to get through because you don't know which way to go with it. Like, you don't want to disrespect your family, but yes, Mel are now almost with your decisions.
You don't want to find yourself raising your voice to a parent or raising a finger. But imagine when you turned up and now turned me, you know those things. Yeah. And in many families, they go through that on a daily basis. But at the same time, if you have moved out of Dalton for 2 years and no one has ever came, they don't even know where you stay. It's a clear message to you.
They don't care.
They don't. Why should you?
Imagine feeling as a sibling that your other sibling is loved more than you are, or respected or heard in the family. And you can feel it.
Anonymous Advice with Thomas and Skumba in the morning. Kaya 959.
8:25, Monday morning, Kaya family. Let's come together and help each other out through difficult times, man. So, Anonymous, are you still there? Usekhona, ne? Okay, hold on 1 second. We've got the Kaya family calling in on 086-000-00959. Difficult situation in the family. Anonymous, number one, what are you saying?
The issue here is that, you know, at times when you have parental issues and then you've got sibling rivalries and family issues that are actually within, you know, like, for instance, I'm going to make an example of my, I had an issue where my relatives, like my cousins and et cetera, they were having causing problems in my life and a turmoil for a very long time. And they're bringing a lot of confusion, a lot of fights and a lot of gossiping and this and that.
Mm.
And my mom was always like sort of like siding with them because my mom is all about like family and et cetera.
Yeah.
And also I had disagreements with her in terms of how she treats my brother. Like, for instance, my brother has it all. My brother is always assuming we have to pay and put the bill for my brother's, you know, inconsistencies and all of that.
Mm.
And the only way that it actually changed and people started to treat me differently is when I started putting the boundaries on how they treat me as a whole, you know. And how I did that is just staying away. You know, you have your own team. You stay away for a certain duration of time until such a time when they start to appreciate you. And then your value, you know, they start to appreciate you after they see that, you know, there's absence in your life.
Yeah.
Otherwise, when you try, by all means, every time, you know, a solution is not always coming, you know, about when you have to act on things and always talking to people and et cetera. Sometimes just by moving away and staying away from situations actually gives a solution.
Yeah.
By not fighting, you know, you're not fighting, but you're saying, you know what, this is the boundary, this is how I want you to treat me, this is what I expect from you. And you let their problems, you know, sort themselves out. Otherwise, if you're going to keep on fighting, you're going to be frustrated. It's going to lower your confidence. You're going to be always frustrated, you know, and it never gives you peace. And once you give them those boundaries, that's when they start respecting you. That's the advice I have.
Sure.
Thanks a lot for that advice. Find your boundaries, Joe. Be independent. Move away so they can appreciate you for once, you know. Thank you for that. Let's go to Anonymous number two.
Morning. Hello. Morning, how's it?
Hi, it's Kumba and Thomas.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you? My advice to Anonymous, you know? Blood is thicker than water, high service all the time. You have to love yourself so that you can be able to see how receiver le rato le sing lona. Like, you are on the giving end. Try to receive. There is love out there. And they will also realize, so right now you are the one who's needing them. They've never needed you. They've never needed your presence.
Mm.
So just love yourself. Be absent so that they can realize.
Sure. Anonymous number two, thanks a lot for that call. We've got time for one more. Anonymous number three, what are you saying? Thanks for the call.
San Bonani Thomas Kumba, ni mama una 61 years.
Yeah, mama.
Yabona le topic ekhulunywe Anonymous ingivusela amanxeba. Ngoba namhlanje nginale minyaka le engina abazali bami bebakhetha iphele emathini. Kubuhlungu kabi ukuthi ngitholakale efemelini one kodwa abazali basike isiso ngaphakathi. Baze bashonile namhlanje. Ngisahamba eceleni. umndeni wami abantwana basekhaya bangifuni ngenxa into into eyikhoswe abazali. So ngifuna ukuthi ku-anonymous akahlali kulelini akuyo ngoba ngelinye ilanga uNkulunkulu uzamphamandla bazamkhumbula bazambona bazabona ukuthi ube-capable of doing what.
Siyabonga mama.
Thank you very much, ma.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
There's nothing as painful as you wanting to be part of the family. I once went through the same situation. What I can tell you is a change in the situation. One day. Yibo abazobe bafuna ukuthi ube phambi kwabo. So just relax okwamanje, dalele la uhleli khona, kuzoshintsha. Ayikho into engashintsha.
On the street on the air, sisi, mina ngizothi kuwe, phuma kufamily yakho, ubayeke uphile impilo yakho njengoba uphumile uthathe istep esi-right. Continue ngaleso step. Uqhubeke nempilo because abazali abanye abafuna ukubona abantwana babo baqhubekela phambili and ama favorites ebazalini abazali abafuni kuye ama favorites and uthola ukuthi lo abamfavorayo akanani or rich or whatever but uNkulunkulu khona sandla sami mina I will say continue nge life yakho uhlukane nento eziningi
on the street on the air. Eish, my sister, the reality is abazali bethu angeke basithande ngokufana sonke. So what I'm trying to say to you, as soon as you take that into your head, ne, ubheke upush itafula lakho okufuna uzoza kuwe khona is difficult, especially mountain family yabo kanje. Hey my sister, I think manje sekumele ubhekane nawe, uthathe ingcosi zakho ubhekane nawe nje, uhlukane nalabantu laba mama bakumema ungayi or uyaya, it's up to you. But nje angaqale nje urealize ukuthi our parents angeke basithande equal sonke. Kunalo mntana lo bhedayo abazohlale bemthanda, kunalo ongabhedi, kunalo abazofila like a problem. I don't know yenziwa yini le nto, but it's a reality.
Anonymous advice with Thomas and Skumba in the morning. Kaya 959.
Anonymous honestly feels unappreciated by her family. There's a fight in the family. So, you helping out. Anonymous, are you still there? Before we wrap up with you, my queen, here's a tweet that's come through from Wandile saying, "Eish, Thomas and Skumba, problem with family is most cases is that family only want to need you when they need money. All other family members don't even know where I stay in Jozi. Only my brother and sister have been to Jozi. Guess that's all I have, siblings." We've got Anonymous number 4 that's called through. What do you have to say, Anonymous number 4?
Anonymous.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. How are you? Where are you? Yeah, how are you? All right.
I'm good, thank you. Hi, I can hear you guys now.
Yeah, we hear. We're listening.
Two things that I wanted to say to you, Anonymous. Number one, Thomas, you said... Let me actually correct you on that one. Actual thing...
Anonymous, your line is bad. Askis, and you have valid points there. Yeah. But Thomas, this is what I want to say to Anonymous. You know, sometimes Fanake ube smart about things. Our parents say things and do things sometimes, not because of us standing. Maybe they're too protective in a way that they start hurting us, young child. Mm-hmm. So what I would want Anonymous to do.
Yeah.
You know, when everyone is happy and having a good time, there's no fights.
Yeah.
That's where you need to address things. That's why you need to tell them exactly how you really feel about them and how they make you feel. And give them that say, Buffet, Nzobanani Maseng Funanam, Aiga Bagliu. Because when you're going to, Mozobangala, Gliwa, I'm going to take a grand. So, Funan Lapa Chablekon. Everyone is happy, Thomas.
But as soon as you bring an issue up, because of high school, Bamani, you're spoiling the mood.
I want to spoil the mood very little long.
Anonymous number 4 is back. Hopefully, your line is better, my queen. What were you saying?
Can you hear me? Is this better?
Way better.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, we're listening, my queen.
Okay. I was saying that you said blood is thicker than water. Now, let me correct you on that one. The actual saying is blood of the covenant is thicker than water of the womb. What that means is that a covenant that you make of blood, that you can make, it's a covenant that you have chosen to make with people. It's not that people that you are born with. Now, water of the womb, those are people that you are born with. A covenant that you make is thicker than that water of the womb. Do not fall into the trap of thinking family must come first when they are toxic.
Mm.
That family sounds toxic.
they will drain you. You need to stand up, you need to walk away. Even addressing it, Kumbani, nyakuzwa uthi address it when things are okay and. When you, it doesn't matter when it is. Sit down with yourself and decide and be sure. Because when you say to yourself, so it is not working for me.
Anonymous,
we're really enjoying what you were saying there, my queen. Let's go to Anonymous that sent through this call. How are you, my queen? So you've heard from the Kaya family. Would love to hear how you feel. Some of the things that you've heard today?
Yeah, because of me, I think I will take your advice on Tuesday. I should stay on my lane. Try lang kala kona. Banyo space kabo.
They'll know where to find you, my queen. Thank you so much. And thank you, by the way, for sharing your story, because a lot of people came through. They can understand. Hey, family.
Family.
Oh, don't say it.
Best about to zanzang on. What does zanzang on? So shall you one when I get? I'll snag. So velang is for pale. Who Thomas Nas jail I has? Ah, Miss Jail in Bolile. That's a thing.
Thomas and Skumba in the morning, Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.